Hello, lovies. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, or your Auntie Scott, or Scott, or just don't call me late for dinner. Reminding you that the Pride 48 live streaming weekend is happening July 29th through the 31st, 2022. We hope to see you there in the chat room for an amazing weekend of live LGBTQ plus podcasting. For more information, head on over to pride48.com, where they've got pride just flowing right out every orifice on there. It can be unpretty at times.
Today is Thursday, June 23rd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, I bought the suitcase. I pulled the trigger. I bought the suitcase, the carry-on, and I am... and I got the email... That says it has been shipped. So it says your order just shipped, and please allow 24 to 48 hours for tracking information to update. So it's not telling me when I will get it. Actually, I'm going to pull up the tracking number and see if it's... It's not, I clicked the link, but it's not taking me to any useful page. So I guess when they say wait 24 to 48 hours, they mean it. But anyway, the suitcase shipped. Just got that email at 4:28 and it is now 6:02. So there you go. But it's the away. Apparently these are supposed to be good. They get really good reviews. And when you do a search, as you should do when you're buying things, when you do a search for, you know, best luggage 2022, and you find all those reviews, you know, and you should look at a lot of different reviews, not just one, because there could be bias there. But Away is always, this company is always towards the top of the list. And I've been told that the price is actually reasonable for luggage. So I thought, gosh, this carry-on luggage is $300 for this luggage. But it has a lifetime warranty. I'm going to say this again. Who, when their wheel goes bad on their luggage, calls the luggage manufacturer and says, hey, I have a lifetime warranty. Send me a new one or whatever. Maybe some people do. I have so many suitcases in my closet that claimed to have a lifetime warranty. A couple of wheels break, and for a while I use them anyway. And I'm like trying to roll them on two wheels and do all this weird stuff. And then finally I just throw them away. Actually, I don't throw them away. They just end up in the attic or something like that. And then I get a new one. And usually I go get the cheapo ones that are like $50, you know, at TJ Maxx or whatever. That's probably the problem. The problem is I go and get these cheap ones. So maybe now that I'm spending a little bit more money, which feels very expensive to me, it does. I will buy an audio mixer for hundreds of dollars, but a suitcase? I don't know. That seems a little, but I was told that is not expensive. Even my own partner, Mark, said, no, that's if anything, that's middle of the road price for luggage. Like, he's like, luggage can go up to like $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 for really good luggage. I'm like, okay, I don't know who's paying that, but sure. Bottom line, I ordered it. It's got an ejectable USB charger for your phone. So when we're rolling around Europe, I can be charging my phone, which is cool. But I can remove it, you know, when we're on the plane. So we're not checking it, you know, on the plane. Now, I did get a message on Twitter from Baron Frosty, or it wasn't a direct message. It was just kind of a, you know, whatever you call them, an at reply or whatever. And he says, I would wear canvas shoes like this. Obviously, this is a podcast and I can't show you guys the picture, but he posted a picture of the shoes. And he said, I would just wear a one pair of shoes that are canvas for dinner and street, and thereby not pack any extra shoes at all, probably in black or brown, so they match everything. So I don't think I'm going to buy any new shoes for this, but I have a pair of I think it's called Allbirds shoes that are, it's not canvas, but it's like it's a stretchy material. It's like a mesh sort of stretchy, but you can't see through it. I don't know. It's hard to explain. But I feel like they will fold up really well, or like crunch together really well without damaging them. Because some shoes, if you try to put them in a bag and push, you know, they get damaged and then they have a crease in them forever and they don't look good. I have a pair of leather tennis shoes that I think will work as dressy or casual. I'm going to wear those on the plane. And then I'm going to put the Allbirds in my suitcase. And they will fold up, well, not fold up, but I mean, I can scrunch them together and get them really small and it won't damage them. And I think that's it. Other than I feel like we're going to go to the beach and I feel like I need a pair of water shoes. But I think the water shoes will also really smush down really, really tiny. And so I'm probably going to do that, but we'll see. When the luggage comes, I will decide like exactly what is going in there. But I'm really going to pare down my toiletries to very small bottles. And then if I run out mid trip, we'll just go to a local pharmacy and buy some more. And I'm only packing like two pair of shorts, one pair of jeans, and six or seven shirts, like one dress shirt, a couple of polo shirts, a few t-shirts, and then I'm going to do laundry. So I'm going to try to make it until we get on the cruise ship. And then I know cruise ships have either an option for you to pay for them to do your laundry. But I believe I've seen areas of the ship that have washing machine and dryers on them. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I saw that on one of my Royal Caribbean ships that I've been on. So hopefully that will be an option. But if not, I know what I did on the Alaska cruise. I needed to get some ironing done and I just put a bunch of stuff in a bag and paid a little money for them to iron for me. So they will also like wash your clothes for a little bit of money. So that's an option as well. So we'll see. We'll see. Gary says, since Mark is Catholic, be sure and do all the Catholic things he wants to do in Rome. So I will say this. Most, if not all, of the places we're going have cathedrals. And I assume most of them are Catholic. And so we are going to so many cathedrals on this trip. He will see any cathedral he wants to see on this trip. We're doing the Basilica. We're doing the Vatican tour of the museums and all of that. But we're also doing the Saint somebody's Basilica, Saint Peter's, Saint whatever. Anyway, that's also a tour, and so we're going to be escorted in, and it's a whole package thing. We're not doing a papal audience or whatever you call it, because the days we're going to be in Rome, he's not doing that. Pope, what's his name? Can't remember. What's his name? I can't remember his name. Anyway, the Pope, he does audiences on certain days. One day he comes out into like that square and, you know, does a speech and whatever. And every week he does that, like once a, but, you know, I think that's on Wednesdays or something. I don't know. It's some day of the week. And then there's one day where he just appears at a window in like his papal apartments or whatever. And he waves to everyone and then gives a little speech from there. That's about 15 minutes. And those things happen. That's twice a week. And unfortunately, we're not there on either of those days. So it is what it is. I also ordered a small wireless microphone so that I can have a smaller podcasting setup. And I use this company called Sweetwater Music. Or Sweetwater Sound. I don't know. Sweetwater. And they give you, I think I've talked about them before, and I don't know why I like this so much, because it's kind of annoying, but they give you your own personal sales person when you start, you know, ordering from their website. He calls me when I place an order and says, hey, just want to let you know your order's on the way, you know, and it's going to be here this particular day. They put a bag of candy in every order, so like sweet tarts and Bitto honey and a, like a fireball, and like I don't even like candy, but I don't, it's just like interesting. They have very good customer service. Like they have lifetime warranty, not a warranty, like support, and they have like a 2-year warranty for most things. And anyway, and it's the same guy every time. He calls me, he emails me, he texts me. It's like we're friends now. And normally that would annoy me. But I don't know. It just feels like so personalized, you know, it just feels like, oh, I've got my own personal sales assistant, you know, at Sweetwater. And then, you know, we talked on the phone. He asked me what I do. I told him I was a podcaster. Anyway, all this kind of stuff. So, he sent me an email saying, oh, we're having this, special event this week, and we're gonna have a bunch of sales. But you know, if there's something you're looking to buy and it's not on sale, just contact me and we'll see if we can work a deal for you. And I was looking to buy these wireless, you know, this wireless mic anyway. So I emailed and they were able to help me out a little bit. So, you know, I've got my own personal sales assistant, and he emailed me and told me it's shipped. I'm sure it's automated, but, you know, I'm going to feel special, okay? Ryan is his name. Daniel and I set the schedule last night for the Pride 48 event. The registration form is locked now, but if you didn't get in and you really want to do it, we want you and we can make room. We have a few slots, you know, still available. So email us, either myself or Daniel, and let us know and we can get you in. But we're going to be announcing that in tomorrow's State of the Station. So tune in for that. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.